Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, Teresa Tapp was to be my guest today, and she still may be. She's probably stuck in traffic somewhere because she's on the East Coast, and it's 6 o'clock her time. So I just wanted to let you know we're going to be talking exercise, and it's just phenomenal. Let me tell you, I have been getting results with her system like you would not believe. But I won't tell you anymore until we have Teresa on the line live. Meanwhile, I understand we've got a caller. This is Donna Sebo, and we are going to be opening up the phone line so that if you want to chat, you're going to be able to do that. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians 888-815-9756, also 530. 8763222. Now remember, if Teresa calls in, then I will be taking her call, of course. Now, we're going to take this first caller. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Hi, dear. You're going to need to speak up, please.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's much better. I need your first name or your initial, and tell us where you're calling from.
My first name is Sheila, and I'm calling from Monterey, California.
Oh, Sheila, Monterey, it is one of my favorite places. It is just gorgeous down there.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Sheila, let me get down to business with you. The first thing I am observing with you is that you've got to really stand down, be quiet, be an observer, watch, look, and listen before you initiate any kind of major shift, any kind of major change. And the reason I'm saying that to you is because there is a great deal going on at this time that it can cause confusion, and you may not be able to keep all of the facts and particulars straight as you should. So it behooves you to, again, stand down, watch, look, listen, evaluate if necessary, ask questions. Do not assume. You want to really be aware of whatever options should be considered and take your time. It is not the type of situation where you've got to do something in 3 hours. That's not a life or death situation that I'm looking at here. But you want to be empowered in a way that's going to enable you to have a clarity about your choices, and that's so very important. Some travel coming up here for you, which I know you're going to enjoy. In fact, you're going to wish you had more time for it. But this is something that you need to be alert to and aware of relative to prioritizing, relative to making the decisions that have to be made. You must give yourself that positioning of what I call patience, so that you're going to come out on top. Also, there's something wrong with your left eye that I'm perceiving, and I can't quite figure it out. It's almost as if there's a pressure inside the inner part of the eye. If you notice this, please be sure you have an eye checkup. It could be an indicator of something going on in your body, maybe relative to one of the major organs, and it's the body's way of saying, pay attention. So don't ignore this, and be sure you would tell any kind of discomfort, any symptomatic situations with your eyes, be sure you mention it to your eye doctor, because a good eye doctor is going to be able to say, yes, this is related to X, Y, Z, because as the old saying goes, the eyes are the mirror of the soul. What question do you have for me today, Sheila?
Excuse me. Well, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head. Basically, I am feeling sort of an urgency because I actually do radio as well. I have a radio show in Monterey, and I don't know where you are. It's very interesting. One of my listeners told me last Saturday He went to my website and I said, call me, I want to talk to you. And he called me today and said, you need to call, you need to listen to this woman, Miss Sebo, and you need to call her up today.
Oh, well, bless his heart. I mean, that's how wonderful. Thank you.
So
that's
how things happen. But I am at a very, you know, big turning place because basically it's alimony is running out. And I just, you know, I want to do what I'm doing. I feel that this is my calling. And every day I ask, you know, my higher power, what is it you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. And, you know, I try to stay in faith and I try to work the laws of attraction and the secret. And but you know what? It never hurts to call a psychic either.
That's for sure. Now, let me ask you this question. The financial positioning that you're coming into, I think it's good that the alimony is running out. I really do. Because I think what's going to evolve is that you are going to discover that you're quite capable of moving forward on your own and being able to do what you need to do. Now, do you have a show that's once a week, 5 days a week? What are you doing?
It's once a week. It's 2 hours on Saturday.
All right. So if you have it 2 hours on Saturday, break down your economics, look at, and that may be the reason I said in the beginning, you need to sort of back up and really look at the facts. You need to look at the numbers. And if you have a good friend that can help you sit down with this and go through it, because when you have an emotional feel like this, it's so easy to get caught up in that emotion. It's so easy to do a mental tumbling act where you're not going to get anything done. And you're the type of person, if you know exactly what you have to deal with, you typically are able to stand up to the mark. So I think that's what you need to look at. And if you're wanting to continue your programming and you are having to look at an economic positioning, you may want to look at some variables. Would you want to cut it back to 1 hour? What is it you want to do? Talk to the people that you are working with at the station. See if you've got a negotiating positioning with them. But before you do any of that, work with your numbers. Look at what it is that you need,
right,
everyday life. How is it that you're going to work with this? What is it you're going to need for your radio programming? And look at the numbers. Don't be afraid of them. They're just numbers.
Okay.
And then work backwards from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to be able to find a resolution that is going to work very, very favorably for you. Then after you figure out the numbers, and if you have someone that can help you do this, that's what you need. You just sort of need a little bit of support here. Then the next phase would be talking to people in media that you may be aware of and ask them if they were in your situation. And these are people you respect. You just don't want to go to an engineer and talk about it or something.
Right.
You need to really go to some people who have some pizzazz and say, if you were in my situation, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the, you know, someone may say, just dump the whole thing. But whatever it is, you don't look at it from just one side. You try to get as much input as you possibly can and see how you can manage. I know of one situation I was in, and this was a few years back, where I was in a very critical situation. I had sponsors, and then there was illness, and there was just all kinds of things that went on, and everything went poof. And there was a friend that was able to help me out for a period of time, and that was just absolutely marvelous. It enabled me to get over the hump.
Wow.
So it all depends on what you're looking at, what your commitment is, and where it is you want to go from here.
Okay.
But you need the facts here. You cannot just go on a wish and a prayer. The universe works with action. It's mind, body, movement, and spirit. I mean, it all comes together.
Okay. Also, it's very interesting about a month and a half ago, my left eye actually just, I woke up one morning and it was bright red and bloody. Like, and I just thought, you know, I popped a vessel or something. And I remember one of the fellow talk show hosts said, what's wrong with your eye? And I said, I don't know. It's no big deal. He goes, oh, my God. I mean, that could be your high blood pressure. Do you have you had your blood pressure checked? And I said, no. And he said, well, if that was my eye, I'd be seeing a doctor right away. And I really never thought anything of it. I mean, I just put, you know, drops
mm-hmm.
in it. and it kind of went away, and my eyes are kind of get kind of blur, a little bit red. And then you brought that up, so that really surprised me.
Well, I would encourage you to have it checked. And let me just share a personal story with you. I am interested in having laser work done on my eyes because I've been told by many different eye doctors through the years that that really would be a benefit. I was born with very, very poor eyesight. So that's fine. So I go in for an exam. And, of course, they dilate your eyes when they do the exam to really get an inside look on everything that's in the back of the eye. And they tell me, this woman that is doing the exam asked me, have you ever had any problems with your left eye? Do you have a problem reading? I said, no. And she said, well, there's nothing to be concerned about right now, but there are these little tiny, tiny tears. And, of course, she's looking at this through a high-powered scope of a type,
right,
electronic scope. And she said, there's these little tiny tears. And she said, these little tiny tears can lead to macular degeneration.
Mm.
Then the next thing that comes out of her mouth is, if you want to prevent this from going any further, take lutein. And that's L-U-T-E-I-N. I said, oh, really? She said, yes. We have found in research that when people take this, if they have problems with their eyes, and if they're made aware of it, it prevents any advancement of this. It helps the cell.
What is it, an amino acid or something? Or
I can't recall
is
exactly
it something you can
what
get at
it
Whole
is,
Foods or something?
But it's L-U-T-I-N. But I want you to go into an eye doctor.
Okay.
And this is the only reason, you know, that I found out about this. I mean,
right,
these are things that are so, so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
They're tinier than the tip of a pin.
Right.
So when you can take a positioning of prevention, which I am, and I'm going to share this with a friend of mine who was diagnosed, this is about 15, 18 years ago that she was diagnosed, she was going to lose her vision. And what happened is she's not lost her vision because she started bringing in supplementation into her everyday lifestyle. And she's got her vision today, and this lady is in her late 60s now, close to 70.
Mm-hmm.
And she has not lost her vision. So sometimes we just need to know that there are those substances that our bodies may be depreciated or, you know, depleted in.
Right.
And so when we can bring that in, just like this young lady in this eye doctor's office told me, she said, this stops it. If you take lutein on a regular basis, it will not go any further. And she said, this is so tiny. It's not even something I'm worried about. I'm just letting you know that this is something that could evolve. Well,
right,
stop and think about it. You know, 20 years later, all of a sudden your vision goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So do see the eye doctor.
I will.
And I want to thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
And
thank
please
you.
Thank your friend.
Okay.
Because I really appreciate his suggestion.
I guess
thank
that's
you
the
very
way
much.
It works, huh?
And good luck to you and your show.
Thank you very much.
And if you'd ever like a guest, keep me in mind.
Okay.
All right, dear. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We haven't heard from Teresa, so I bet you she got stuck somewhere. But don't worry. We're going to have her on. And if you want to give me a buzz, phone lines are now open. You, just like Sheila, can call in at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. And also we have a direct line, 530-876-3222. And I want to let you know that for those of you who are listening in the state of Washington, there is a marvelous expo that's coming up. I'm going to be speaking at this expo. It's the Psychic Spectrum Expo that is being held at the SeaTac Hilton. Now, this is an expo where it's the biggest one ever held in the Pacific Northwest. I'm going to be doing a live broadcast there on Friday the 22nd. The expo is February 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, and it will be starting on Friday at 3 in the afternoon. So in my booth, which is 117, we are going to be doing the broadcast live. So if you want to stop by and listen to it, you're going to be able to be right there, right on site. Also, I will be speaking during the day, and you'll have to check the program for that. And then the hours are going to be from 3 I believe, until 9 on Friday. Saturday it's going to be 9 to 9, and then Sunday it is going to be 9 to 8. I believe those are the hours. But go to their website and check it out. It's the Psychic Spectrum Expo, psychicspectrumexpo.com, and you can find out all of the information. It's so delightful to be able to do something like this in my own home turf because it's convenient, if you will. But it's exciting also to be able to have the opportunity to meet so many of you who are right here in Washington. So just know we're going to have a lot going on. So just mark that on your calendars if you're in the state of Washington or if you're coming in from the outside of the state and attending this wonderful event. We are delighted to have you. And do stop by my booth, 117, and say hello because I will be delighted to interact with you. Donna Sebo here again, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. I've got so many wonderful points of information that I want to share with you today. And I also am going to be giving you some of the Chinese horoscopes. So and don't forget, I know I didn't get to that recipe of Cornish hens with goat cheese, but we will be doing that. You know, I just had some goat cheese this afternoon for lunch. It is so wonderfully flavorful. And you can buy different types of it. And some of it's going to be stronger in flavor than others, but it's so delicious on salads. It's wonderful with meat. Certain types of goat cheese, great spread on crackers. So we're going to have a recipe here that I think is easy and distinctly flavorful. And it is light. It is something that is going to be very good for you. Personal adversity, goodness, don't we all go through that? I mean, I've yet to know a successful person on any level that has not gone through what I call the clump of life. And it's interesting because so many people, when the adversities of life hit them, they will withdraw, shrink back, crawl into a hole, and they're fearful. In fact, they get so preoccupied with security that they never venture far from the hole that they put themselves into. Well, I had the opportunity at the Los Angeles Expo, where I was appearing these past few days, and I had the chance to talk with Daniel Brinkley. And this is a man who has gone through excruciatingly painful situations, including a serious brain surgery that was done just a short time ago. And I know so many of you are familiar with Daniel Brinkley because of his story about being electrocuted by lightning more than once and surviving it. Well, the cost to him physically is quite phenomenal. But Daniel has a real passion about hospice work. And I had the chance to chat with him. He came over to my booth, and we, those of you that are regular listeners, know I interviewed him along with another gentleman last month. And it was really a delight to talk with Daniel. But he was saying, it's so easy to give up. But he said, I have got a major purpose, and one of the purposes is to get the hospice program that he has working with the Veterans Administration because of the value that it would present to so many of the people there. And this is such a passion for him that regardless of his physical setbacks, he said, I go forward. It's just what I do. And he's got a wonderful family. Well, Daniel's one of millions of people, I think, that are a good demonstration of how no matter what hits you, it's what you do with it that makes a difference. And I came across the story of Alfredo Quiñones Hinosa, and this gentleman, he just absolutely amazes me. Now, he's from Mexico. You can obviously tell that by his name. And when he was a kid, he was working and doing all kinds of things just to make money. And it was so tough. Now, his family, he came from a family. He said everybody worked hard, but by Mexican standards, the family was like middle class. But in 1976, the Mexican government devalued the peso, throwing everything out of whack. I mean, everything went into chaos. And he said, my family lost everything that they had. He said, it was just like the snap of a finger, and everything was gone, all because of the government's actions. And he can recall so vividly how his father, when the devaluation of the peso occurred and the government did what it did, and that can happen anywhere, it could even happen here. He said, my father was in tears. He was crying. Everything that he had worked so hard for so many years was totally gone. Well, whether it's a storm, whether it's a government, I mean, it can be any number of things that can cause that kind of devastation. So everybody in the family had to find work. His father would always tell him, always admonish him, you don't want to be like me. If you want to be like me, then skip school. You don't need to go to school. Well, that really gave him an interest. But because he was, like so many other members of his family, working, and he was young, then often he'd miss school because he was out digging potatoes or was doing whatever was necessary to bring the family money in. And so he really, at the age of 14, was putting in a lot of effort in school, and he qualified for an accelerated program in Mexico that was preparing students for jobs as elementary school teachers. Now, this is one sharp kid. He had to get up at 4:30 every morning, 4:30 in the morning, to be able to take a bus to school. Now, in the afternoon, he had to walk home in the scalding temperatures that are in Mexico. And he said, it was great. I did it because that's where I could get my education. Because of my father, I knew that this was mandatory. He said he got lucky because of his father's business connections, even though they had gone into a state of poverty due to the Mexican government's actions. He said, my dad had enough connections that after I got the credential for being a teacher and I graduated with such good grades, I was able to get a teaching job. Well, he knew about America. He had tried to cross the border illegally. Got caught each time he tried to do it. He was willing to do anything. He didn't care what it was. Just knew that in America he could find the freedom that he needed. Well, he had a cousin. They managed to get into the San Joaquin Valley. He said, I picked tomatoes, cauliflower, broccoli, corns, grapes. I did whatever I had to do. He was a migrant worker. And in 1 year, and they were not paid very much, he saved $8,000. How did he do that? Well, he ate whatever he was picking. So he ate the food raw. He didn't buy any clothes. He had one pair of jeans, and he said, I wore the same clothes the entire year. Now, while he was out in the field, he realized that he didn't want to keep digging in the dirt for a long time. He then noticed the tractors and the equipment. And he thought, I think these people are getting more money than I am, and their job is better than what I've got. So he talked to them, and he said, 10 years of working in the field. Now stop and think about this. Most of you listening to this program have never spent 10 years in any farm field, much less a year. I haven't. He spent 10. In those 10 years, he really worked to learn as much as he could. And finally, after 10 years, he was able to work the plows, and he was put in charge of all the diggers, of which he had been one in the past. He learned how to take care of these engines that were out in the fields, and he qualified for a temporary work permit. He said, I was so absolutely hungry. Hungry, that's his word. To be able to make a difference in my life and to be able to do what I wanted to do, that he said, I am going to do something else. So he did everything he did. And his cousin, who was still working in the farming industry like he was, said, why do you want to quit? You're so good. They're going to make you a foreman. You're going to make a real good amount of money. Well, he decided he wanted to go back to night school. And so he went to San Joaquin Delta College. He learned English. And he said the first job he had after being able to accomplish what he did was shuffling sulfur. He said it was the worst job of his life. But He acquired new skills. While he was there, he learned how to repair valves. He became a welder. And within 1 year after starting at this company, working with sulfur, he became the foreman. And he went on from there. He ended up being able, in 1991, being accepted to the University of California in Berkeley. He got a combination of scholarships, loans, a small grant, and he worked. He got all of this together. And he became a teacher's assistant in three department stores, took a job at a men's clothing store, and it was amazing. He wanted an education. Well, someone said to him, "You are so good, you need to consider medicine." And the thought said, "Medicine? Me? Would that be something that would be an option?" Well, you know, he had gone through a lot of prejudice. He had had a lot of obstacles. Well, today, Dr. Quinones, he's 40 years old. He's working at John Hopkins Bayview Medical Center in Baltimore, Maryland. And he's a brain surgeon. A brain surgeon. This is a man who spent most of his life pursuing something that would have been considered impossible by just about everyone. But he was hungry. He was hungry for doing something better. It's a poignant story. It's also a poignant message. If you believe in something and you really, really want to make a difference, you can do that. You may have to work for it, however. It wasn't handed to this gentleman on a platter. And I guarantee you, for most people, it's not going to be handed to you on a platter. You're going to have to earn every stroke of good that comes your way. But in the long run, it's worth it. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't you go away now. Now, hey, phone lines are open. Give me a buzz. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Also, our direct line of 530-876-3222. We got a lot of good things to share with you. Have that pad of paper handy and a pen. I'm going to tell you how to fix Cornish hens with goat cheese. Woo! Good, good, good stuff. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Remember, if you're a new listener to the show, when you call in, all I need is your first name or your initial, and then just let me do my perspectives as I see them intuitively, and after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you're interested in. So again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and 530 877-376-3222. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the secret of successful failing. Successful failing. Yep. We all fail, but why not be, well, put into a different mental orientation? Or as Dr. Petty would say, transform whatever you're going through. So we'll learn how you can make failures successful accomplishments in the overall. Gina Molacone is going to be my guest, and we're going to be chatting with her tomorrow. So we look forward to that. Cornish hens with goat cheese. Yes. Now, one of the things that goes with this. Oh, well, I'll tell you about that later. Let's just talk about this recipe because this is so, so easy. I mean, really easy, but flavorful. And, oh, your kitchen will smell so good. All right. And what you're going to need is 1 log. 4 ounces, 1 log of herb-flavored goat cheese, and you want that at room temperature. Again, 1 log of herb-flavored goat cheese at room temperature, whichever one you like, you can pick and choose. Then you're going to need 1/3 cup of sun-dried tomato pesto. 1/3 cup of sun-dried tomato pesto. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of plain dry breadcrumbs. It's not recommended that you use the seasoned breadcrumbs. You want them plain. So if you got any old dry bread around, just pop that into the blender or into your Cuisinart and let it become breadcrumbs. Just plain bread. Then you need 3 Cornish game hens. 3 Cornish game hens. They weigh about 1 3/4 pounds each. Then you need 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt and 1/2 teaspoon of dry poultry seasoning. That's 1/2 teaspoon each of kosher salt and dry poultry seasoning. Then you're going to need 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, black or white, whatever you prefer. I like the black. It's a little bit more stronger in flavor. And then you're going to need 1/4 cup of white wine or chicken broth, whatever is your preference. White wine or chicken broth. And remember, if you're using wine, you want a wine that tastes good to you. If it does not taste good to you, don't use it with your chicken. Don't use it. And in fact, that's a rule of thumb. Whenever you're cooking with wine, if you don't like the taste of the wine, don't use it. And then you need 1 head of garlic and the top 1/3 cut off. And then there's some fresh herbs and orange slices that I'll tell you about later. Okay, this is how simple it is. You want your oven at a nice temperature of 375 degrees. So you want to preheat your oven. Now, you want to combine your goat cheese, your pesto, and your breadcrumbs. And mix it well. Then you want to, with your fingers, carefully separate the skin from each of the Cornish hen's breasts. You want to lift that skin up, and you want to spread your cheese mixture directly over the meat. And I encourage you to have your Cornish game hens at room temperature. When I've tried to do this and the meat is cold, I can't get the cheese to spread as readily. It'll go under my fingernails. It'll go everywhere but where I want it to. So if the Cornish game hens are at room temperature, that is the best. But remember, you don't want to break the skin. You want to just lift it. You want to separate it. There's this real delicate membrane that's in there, and you want to break that so you can reach under the skin and spread the mixture of the cheese, the pesto, and the breadcrumbs. And then you want to be able, if necessary, to sort of anchor it down. And what you can do, because when you're cooking the chicken in the oven, the skin will shrink. Now, what you want to do is maybe take a toothpick and make sure that skin of the hen is over the edges of the breast. The butter is there, but you want to make sure the skin is covering the butter and it's covering all of the white meat. And you can take a toothpick and just secure it right into positioning. Then you want to combine your salt, your seasonings, your pepper. You want to sprinkle that over the hens, and then you pour your wine or broth, whatever you prefer to use, into a large roasting pan. You place the hens and the garlic in the pan. And you're going to roast your Cornish game hens, basting them every 30 minutes with pan juices. Now, that's the only thing that can be maybe a little bit irritating, but every 30 minutes, no big deal. It'll take you about an hour and a half to cook those Cornish game hens at 375, but you baste them every 30 minutes. Just set a timer. When it goes off, you just go over, open up the oven door, and you just baste it gently with the juices. Close it, and then set the timer again for another half hour. Now, you need to check with a meat thermometer and make sure that it's 180 degrees Fahrenheit when you put it in to the thickest part of the thigh. And you take it out. You take them out of the oven. Let them stand. Put them somewhere, maybe on a platter. Let them stand, because the longer they stand, the more the juice is going to stay inside of the hen itself. And then you want to take whatever juices are in the pan, and you want to skim off any fat that might be on it. And then you just have your roasted garlic and your little bit of garlic there, and that's already in the pan that's been cooking right along with the chicken and the juices. It's wonderful. And if you want to add a little bit of herbal garnish, you know, to like a little rosemary or something else that you would like to do just to add color to the platter with the hens, that's fine. You could use some orange slices, however you choose to decorate your platter when you're serving it. But you have six servings there, because one hen will serve two people. So it's a very nice, easy way to have a delicious meal. Your white meat will be so moist and succulent because of the goat cheese and the pesto and the breadcrumbs. It just all goes together. That system really, really works. A delightful salad can go with this, or your favorite vegetable, fresh garlic bread. Oh, you're in heaven. You've got a feast. You're eating like a king. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you because goat cheese is one of my favorites. And chicken, you could do the same thing with a regular chicken. If you didn't have Cornish game hens, use a regular chicken. And you just remember that you separate the skin and then put the goat cheese in, and you'd use the whole amount, obviously. You wouldn't have to distribute it through three Cornish hens. But however you do it, with a regular chicken or with the Cornish game hens, it's still going to be moist, flavorful, and a real treat. It's something you can have on a regular basis. It's so easy to fix. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call if you would like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Well, here in the Pacific Northwest, we are entering that time of year where you can have a storm come through and you'll get a deluge of maybe 5 inches of rain, and then the blue skies come out, the white fluffy clouds are there, and the wind is blowing like blue blazes, and then all of a sudden you are just in this wonderful, wonderful environment, even though the wind is blowing, and then the next thing you know, it's dark and gray. It's just what happens this time of year. We're getting closer and closer to spring, and so consequently we have all of these variables. Well, for us in the Northwest, we are really trying to start getting, we want to get our gardens prepared. And so one of the things we have to start doing is looking at planting bulbs and or maybe doing some trimming if that is something we need to get to. But all kinds of things are beginning to pop up. In my backyard, I've got iris that are beginning to come up through the ground. We've got pieces of green that are about 3 inches high, and I look at it and I go, whoa, spring's just around the corner, regardless of the erraticness of the weather we're experiencing. So I wanted to share some items for those of you that might be gardeners. And this I learned about many, many years ago when I was living in California. Because for those of you that love roses, if you love them as much as we do, you know, one of the biggest pests that you have to deal with other than black spots are aphids. Those critters will be on your rose bushes and they will cover it from the base to the very tip of the roses themselves. And they are just amazing critters. Well, how do you fight them? How do you fight 4.6 billion aphids? I mean, the number I can't even wrap my mind about, but those things are so tiny and there are, you know, again, it's an awesome number. Well, how you'd fight 4.6 billion aphids is with 720,000 ladybugs. And we found years ago it works. Yes. There is a group of people that own an 80-acre New York City apartment complex. And last fall, they had so many aphids on everything. And I thought, we've got to do something. They didn't want to use poisons. They didn't want to use anything that was going to be detrimental to the environment. So they used the ladybug. Now, how did she work and do such a good job? Why is it that she's so effective against the aphids? Well, she has a sense of smell that enables her to hunt them out, and they just do the job. And they have been used for years and years and years, my gracious, by so many people that are involved in gardening, because you don't have to use chemicals, and they are really, really effective. And there is a place where you can order bugs, and it's called Planet Natural in Bozeman, Montana. There's an owner, Eric Vinge. He ships the ladybugs collected in the Sierra Nevada foothills year-round, and he said, we are getting a lot more demand for the ladybugs than we ever did in the past. It's growing at such a rate. In fact, it's about 15% every year increase in orders. And he said in 2007, he sold 21.5 million ladybugs. And in 2006, barley suppliers for Anheuser-Busch bought 7 million. Well, they are really doing a good job. So that's something you might want to investigate if you don't want to use chemicals. And we're learning so much more every day about how important it is for us to take care of this wonderful planet that we live on and not abuse it. So ladybugs may be something to look forward to in spring of this year or even in the fall, whenever it works for you, depending on the part of the country you live in. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Bruce, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Bruce. Where in Illinois?
In Effingham, Illinois.
Effingham. Where is that?
Out in the middle of nowhere.
No wonder I've never heard of it. Of course, I don't know much about Illinois anyway, but I thought I'd ask anyhow. Okay, Bruce. First thing that I'm looking at right off the bat is there is a real need for you to be organized. You've got to do some very careful time management. You're going to find yourself, if you're not careful, overextended. And that is not a fun place to be in. So you really need to be attentive. You need to be savvy. And you are going to need to employ technology in its finest and best way so that you can have whatever you need, whether it's a Palm Pilot, Bluetooth, I don't care what it is, but you want to be able to implement it. You want to be able to make it work well for you in an efficient way. If there is a particular person that's a specialist that can bring you into that format of the best technology for you and your use, ask them a question. You need to find out, because I'm looking at you literally going in a number of different directions, and you want to be sure that you have your calendar with you, that you have things that are handy, that can be transferred easily to the computer, that you can do your networking, everything that you want. It's very important that you be able to do it easily and quickly so that your efficiency is going to be there and that you're going to be able to manage your time more effectively. Otherwise, you could easily go through the burnout process big time, and that's not fun. That's not where you belong, and that's not what you should have to experience. So use technology so it's going to serve you, so you're not a slave to it, but it serves you appropriately. Also, I think you're going to have to go into the dentist. I am looking at something about some work having been done on the inside of your mouth, perhaps some fillings put in, but something's not quite right, and I don't know what's going on here, but there's an irritation. And if you're noticing a ringing in the ears every once in a while, it's related to something with your teeth. And I'm not a dentist, I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you exactly what it is. All I know is that I'm picking up this perceptiveness, and I would not want you to ignore it. I want you to pay attention to what your body signals give you and take the appropriate steps to see what you can do to correct or amend what might be evolving. What's on your mind, Bruce? What would you like to ask me?
Well, that was all very good information, and the electronic angle you had there might mean I need to have a website for my business.
Okay, but I'm looking at more than a website. What kind of business are you in, Bruce?
I run a music store.
Wow, you could have quite a phenomenal setup. If you don't have a website, you're not doing yourself a good service. But I want you to sit down with someone when you're ready to put this together. And I want you to have a website that's attractive. Don't make it too busy. But if you are in the music business, there are many different things that you could do that would empower your website to be a place where people would want to come. Maybe you have something special you offer. Maybe you offer purple drums of some kind that have a psychedelic effect every time you hit it with a bingo ball. I don't know. But whatever it is, you need to really think about how you want to utilize this site to not only make people aware of what you do, but also where you could generate an income with it because you offer a service or something special that most people don't offer. So I think you need to do some brainstorming on this because just to have a website, that's okay. You can always have a good basic website, and today it's like a listing in the telephone pages. I mean, that's... The Internet is a huge catalog, so it's a wonderful thing to have. You really should have a website.
Absolutely.
Then if you want it to work for your business effectively, you need someone that has the expertise that can tell you what you can lay out. But you have to work with somebody. There has to be the brainstorming to make it work well.
Okay. I did want to ask, I've gotten very good at being single over the last 15 years, and... I can totally live with things the way they are, but I did wonder if there might be somebody coming along here one of these days.
Well, Bruce, I do know that there's going to be a very, very special partner in your life. I don't think it's going to happen immediately because I think that the shifts that you're going through and your time management, it's all dovetailing. I do believe that there is going to be an opportunity through some civic event that will be going on in your part of the country that's going to bring you in contact with someone that will be involved in this event. And I just think there's going to be a natural compatibility, and I think the two of you are going to really enjoy each other. I think you'll probably go together for a while, and then there will be a choice by both of you that you think you would like to be married, and I think it'll work out very, very well. I think you're both mature enough and down to earth enough with each other, and though we all put on masks at one time or another, especially when we meet somebody right at the beginning, I don't see the masks staying there. I'm seeing both of you being very upfront and very honest and having a very open communication capacity, which I think is great. I think it's great. But yes, there is going to be that partner, and you, yes, I do know that you perhaps are comfortable with the 15 year period that you've gone through, but it's not really what you've wanted. You've dated and you've gone out with different individuals, but it hasn't been, there hasn't been ever the feeling that, yes, this is a person that I would want to spend the next 30 years of my life in and a commitment with. And that's honest. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, I don't usually anymore. I mean, it used to be tough, but I'm pretty at home with just myself as it is right now.
Well, you are and you aren't. I think that you acclimate, but I do think, you know, you're in business, and that requires, if you want your business to stay healthy and you want it to grow, you need to be aware of being out and about in the world. So,
that's probably really good advice. I have become a bit of a hermit.
Yes, and it's just one of those things. That's all, Bruce. It's not good or bad. And I think if each of us make our choices based on where we want to grow to. And so I think that you've come into a positioning of peacefulness and compatibility with yourself. Years ago, that wasn't the case. You were always searching for something outside of you. And now you've made it okay to be at peace with who you are as a person. But now that means you're ready to grow into another level. So I think that's all that life is. Life is just a series of levels and progression and understanding, which is a good thing.
That's I really appreciate it, Donna.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You have a fabulous evening now.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Thiebaud. And I know we're coming close to running out of time, so we wouldn't have enough opportunity to be able to chat with you. We've just got a couple of minutes left. So keep in mind, we're going to be able to chat tomorrow, same time, same place. Also, I know a number of people asked me when I was down in Los Angeles, Donna, can we get your shows? Of course, on the Internet, you can access it very easily at this time. But if you, let's say, are working and you haven't had a chance to listen to the show and you want to go in and you want to listen to it, go to the archives. That is the best way to hear the shows that have been put on air live. You will be able to listen to them at your leisure whenever it works best for you. Also, I want to encourage those of you that may have ideas or information that you feel that I should listen to or should be aware of, hey, send me an email. And whenever it's possible, I will be happy to use the material sent. I can't promise that I'll use everything that's sent to me. I've got about right now, I think about 300 emails waiting for me, having been on a business trip for so long. But remember, just send me an email, and I will send you a response eventually. I have not forgotten you. It's just a lot of time and a lot of, well, getting through all the details and information I need to get through when I'm going through hundreds of emails. But send your request to donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. If you have an absolutely awesome recipe, I'd love to hear it. Yes. So whatever it is, if it's a story, if it's something that you feel is very significant that you think listeners would enjoy listening to, then send it along. I'd love to hear from you. Well, my goodness, we are almost out of time here. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. And when life throws a few little walnuts of discomfort into your footpath, well, you can stomp on them if you want, or you can just kick them around, or you can bypass them entirely. The choice is up to you. What you do with what life brings you is what makes the difference. And you can either cry, have a tantrum, or you can give yourself 5 minutes of complaining to the universe and then put a smile on your face and say, well, let's see what's next. And I prefer the latter. This is Donna Thiebaud. Talk with you tomorrow. We're going to learn about successful failing. You don't want to miss this. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Thiebaud Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Thiebaud Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.